out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. Yes, it is. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. We little see here after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east.
Sucky, sucky.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
It's an interesting little glitch. I don't know if everyone else out there could hear it. We heard it here. Yes. It might not have happened outside.
Who the fuck was that?
Former president that we thought no one could surpass in embarrassment.
Oh my fucking God.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging some e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
Sharpening the e-guillotine.
Ooh, yes.
And pitchforks and torches.
Oh yes.
Not tiki torches.
No,
real
no,
motherfucking
no.
torches.
They've ruined those.
Yeah.
I like those.
Thanks for joining us. You can participate live if you like. Tweet us at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving.
Suck my dick.
You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Boo.
That one we don't monitor as frequently during the show.
Right. Kate's in charge of that one.
Twitter is where the comments, and apparently soon you'll be able to say 280 characters worth of swear words at us.
Oh boy, whatever will Schittler do?
Let's see, cuck, that's 4. Libtard, yeah. 7.
D-bag, douchebag. What do people say that hate us? Snowflakes, I'm a snowflake.
Snowflake we get, yeah.
I'm a virtue signaler.
That's because all the gun stuff.
By the way, you're Patrick Vile.
Oh sure, you're Ryan Pfeiffer.
I know.
He started it.
I know.
I'm yes anding.
Oh, I appreciate it. Like, we took improv together, remember?
Yeah, I do. Do you remember yesterday we played that clip of Jim Baker, and there was one section
Jesus Christ
that we played through, and it was amazing to me. I didn't comment on it, though, but it was kind of more visual.
Yes.
But whatever Co-Toady was sitting there, I don't know who that guy was. He wasn't. I've seen him before on the show. I really think he's like a minion of Jim Baker's of some sort.
Co-Toady.
But he was sitting there, a rather porcine gentleman.
Porcine?
And
porcine. Porculent?
Porculent.
I am porculent. Fucking A. I love that one.
Jim Baker looked at him. And Jim Baker was in one of his rages, and he looked at him. He's like, "This is you agree? This is this is." And he spewed out some fact, and the guy, you could see the guy pause for a half second, and then he went, "Yes." And I'm like, "That guy took improv 101."
Oh yeah. Well, also Jim Baker's paying him, right?
Yes,
probably. Oh yes, Jim. I mean, you know. This guy, you know, he's slinging bullshit. He might as well agree with Jim or suffer the fucking consequences.
There was that moment, though, where it was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Right. I better say yes. Yes!
I agree with people sometimes, and I don't even know what the fuck they're referring to sometimes. If only to end the conversation. You know? Who cares? But I'm not president. You know what I mean?
Yay!
I'm not on the... I'm not... Yeah. Oh, my God. Was there a Festivus this morning?
Oh, all kinds of shit going on.
Oh, yes. Because we've been spoiled. It's been Festivus day after day after day.
He also waddled over to the gaggle of press.
Is Trump porcine?
As he was walking to... No, I like pigs too much. It's kind of not nice to... Right. But...
Sure.
He... was heading towards Air Force, towards the helicopter to then go to Air Force One, wherever the fuck he's going today.
Yay.
We're going to go somewhere. We're going to talk about great things, great jobs, great everything.
What a fucking dick.
Fabulous. Bag. It's fabulous what I'm doing down in, for those Mexicans down in Puerto Rico.
In the middle of that big fucking ocean.
Jesus
Christ.
There's an ocean. It's not like going to Florida where you could just fucking drive down there. It's not like it's not like Texas.
How big is Puerto Rico?
It's called the Atlantic, Ryan.
Oh, is it really?
You may have heard of it.
I did. And
actually, not many people know that there's water in between Puerto Rico and us.
What reading level is he at? I mean, really, because that's when did you learn the oceans? You know, the oceans. There's seven, right? Yeah, there's seven oceans.
Yeah, I don't know. First, second grade, probably. Third grade.
Atlantic. Uh-oh. Indian. Pacific.
It's Native American.
Is it really?
No, I'm kidding.
The Arctic.
Actually, it's back to Indian.
There's seven oceans. It's not, because I'm stuck. I'm at four, motherfucker. There's Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic, Indian. What else? There's nothing else. The ocean of what? The Arctic Ocean. The Antarctic Ocean? God.
I mean, you know, technically it's one. If you want to be...
No. There's four oceans and seven fucking continents.
There's five oceans.
No, there's not. Are there really? What's the
there
word?
There are five oceans.
What the fuck am I missing?
Okay, what did you list? Let's
Arctic.
Yeah.
Pacific.
Sure.
Atlantic. Indian.
Yes.
The ocean, that the other one. I don't know. I'm missing one. There's only four. How many fucking oceans are there? Somebody tweet in. Whoever always tweets in, tell me how many fucking oceans there are on the fucking planet, please.
Well, the Southern Ocean, Arctic.
I said that.
How dare you, Arctic?
But I did say that.
What?
I said the Arctic.
Well, they have it listed here as five. Arctic, Atlantic, Indian, Pacific, and Southern. Modern day ocean names.
Southern Ocean. That's just shit. I've never fucking heard the Southern Ocean in my fucking life. I never have. That's bullshit.
What about whale wars?
Fuck?
Whale wars.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
The Southern Ocean. I said the Antarctic.
Where do the whale wars go?
Yeah.
You said Antarctic. It's the Arctic Ocean.
The Arctic Ocean.
And is on the other side of the planet. And the Southern Ocean.
I know. I know. But what I'm saying, let me read what the fucking internet says here. The Southern Ocean, also known as the Antarctic motherfucking ocean.
Oh, the Southern is Antarctic.
Yeah, I've never heard it. Or the Austral Ocean. The Austral. The Oral Ocean.
Ooh.
Be careful there.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that one.
Shit floating around. What's up with all the octopuses?
Get swallowed.
Little squidlies. Squigglies. Southern Ocean. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. It's the Antarctic Ocean. I remember now. I remember fourth grade, third grade, something like that.
Maybe they changed it, like Denali.
Oh, right.
You learned McKinley.
Well, the Southern Ocean, that's the ocean slave name. The Antarctic is its real Native American Indian.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you. Nobody wants to, dickbag.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. We're not going to bombard you with any advertisements. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, whatever you buy, we get a little commishy fuck. We get a little commissione.
We get a commishy fuck. You don't know what that is? Look it up.
It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
A commishy fuck.
Screaming liberal media. Let's see. Since I prematurely articulated that.
Oh, shit. Kate, we're going to need a towel down over here in the studio. Jeez.
That droplets. See what's going on in the news.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, September 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Please. Are your headlines?
That's media rape right there.
Over at poor Glenn Beck.
That was a good one, though.
Poor forgotten Glenn Beck.
Media rape is what happened to Bill Cosby, according to Beck. Correct?
Yeah. I think that was around that time.
Shit.
That was the context.
Somebody told me.
Since when does your no mean yes? You've just raped Bill Cosby. You rat bastards. White people in droves.
See, he's
dusting off the old Glenn Beck shit, yeah.
I got in this weird contest last night with somebody. We were trying to go back and forth naming characters from the old black and white television show, Little Rascals. Do you remember that? With Spanky,
sure.
Alfalfa,
yeah.
Weezer,
mm-hmm.
Weezy, whatever.
Shifty, G Money.
Right, all of them.
Yeah.
Do you know that... Nah, I didn't look this up and verify it. Some dude told me this, okay. So whatever. Do you know that Bill Cosby bought up the rights to Little Rascals and so that, you know, it was a racist show, kind of. I mean, there was some racist shit in it.
Yeah,
and he bought it so no one could broadcast it anymore because he thought it was so racist. Did you know that?
I don't know.
Never fucking heard that in my life.
I don't know when that happened. Yeah, I remember seeing Bill Cosby was around when I was a kid. I remember seeing the Little Rascals on telly.
Hello. Isn't it weird that a serial rapist is really concerned about racism and some fucking children's programming so much so that he buys it up so it disappears from the earth? What the fuck is his problem?
Curse the commie pinko liberal HuffPost. For making me look at a picture of the visage, the drooping, drowly, dolly painting-like visage of Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch!
But he looks sad. It's sad, Mitch.
Sad.
I mean, as far as we can determine, it's like looking at a blowfish trying to decide not a blowfish, a blobfish.
Oh, yeah. Is it true that when Mitch McConnell wants to feel happy, he has to call in people to hold up his jowls? So his smile looks authentic.
A couple of cranes.
Oh, yeah.
Not the birds.
All right.
That would be an interesting visual, though. A couple of sandhill cranes standing next to him, hoisting up his jowls.
Let's be honest. When Mitch the bitch saunters down the road, I'm sure every bird within a 10-foot radius just fucking dies. He's so gloomy and sad and... He's got such a little shit bag, fucking mopey
face. You don't think on the weekends he runs around the garden like Snow White with...
I was going to say, he's a regular birds, Snow fucking White.
With birds and mice running around him.
Well, what was the deal with Snow White?
I'm outside in the forest. Yeah.
God, what happened to Snow White? She died birdie. and then the dwarves had to kiss her to wake her up from her coma death or whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Bill Cosby's like, real quick before you wake her up, let me jack off on her feet or whatever he does. It's so horrible.
Whichever dwarf fit perfectly.
Yes.
It's like the magic slippers.
Right. Oh, by the way, thank you, Snopes. Bill Cosby bought up the rights to Little Rascals.
I don't think so.
Comedies in order to keep them off television because they depict racist stereotypes. False, baby.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Fucking false. That makes more sense, you know? He's a dickhead.
I forgot we had circus music in there.
Oh, yes.
Every once in a while, I run across a sound effect I forgot. The headline over at the Commie Pickle Liberal HuffPost is that there's a photograph of the senator from Kentucky, the senior senator from Kentucky.
Eat my dick.
God, what a buffet they've got there. What a duo. Yes. Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul.
Mitch the bitch.
You guys are doing great, Kentucky. Keep being you.
God, this is a couple of... Give it up for all the gross white guys.
We'll get to Roy Moore in a second.
Oh, my God!
But the headline, which might be part of this headline, it says Mitch's... See, they don't have to do shit like this. Mitch's get stitches.
Mitch's get stitches. What's
bitches?
That
it doesn't say bitches.
But
I added
what does that,
that
mean?
Oh, God. A different picture of Mitch McConnell.
Ugh.
Wow, what a horrible angle. He really honestly looks like that cartoon turtle thing. And I'm
shit.
Trying to not be real mean. And,
let me tell
and,
you something.
And looks shame. But well, listen, holy fuck.
Whatever.
The angle that they shot this picture at, it looks like you're getting ready to blow him.
Yeah. Elaine Chao's listening belief. To this show. She's like, yeah, watch him crawling in and out of the fucking bathtub. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she took the picture.
Ugh.
Mitch McConnell is having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week, it says at the HuffPo. Roy Moore beat his preferred candidate in Alabama. Now the GOP has to answer for Moore's controversial past. They're not... I don't know. Will they? Will they?
I'm confused.
There's a pussy grabber in the White House with a fervent, drooling, insane base that still... loves the fuck out of some Trump.
Is there some sort of thing where we think Trump is not hostile to gay people or something? Like, that's the reason he took on Roy Moore? Because last time I checked, Mike fucking Handmaid's Tale fucking Pence was vice president. And he's got, who's more homophobic and anti-gay than that dickhead? Nobody.
Mother?
Oh, God, you fucking creep. I can't eat in front of another woman.
Frisky this evening, mother.
My nipples will pop off. Oh, God. He shouldn't be allowed Viagra. There's no reason he should ever be erect.
Prepare the sex sling, mother.
Oh, my God. Mother just jumped off a building. I don't know why.
Obamacare repeals and shambles. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker.
Fuck you.
The key GOP leader is calling it quits. No. And on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Got even more bad news. An anti-gay Islamophobic former judge easily won the Senate GOP nomination in Alabama.
What do they call him? Anti-gay and Islamophobic?
Yes.
Is he Islamophobic? I mean, of course he is. Yes.
Oh, he said...
I don't remember.
One of his highlight reel is that Muslims should not be able to serve in Congress.
Why? Because
Jesus shat forth this beautiful country from his loins.
You know, it's Jesus has a nice dick. Is that what you're saying? I didn't know that. Cock off. Biblical cock off.
It's God. I mean, you think God's going to give himself a little cocktail weenie?
Yes.
Maybe Jesus had a small dick for your sins.
Just to fuck with my son, I shall give him a Vienna sausage. A pink doornail.
Just to fuck with myself.
Doorknob. Doorbell. What do you mean? Jesus is the son of God. They're not the same fucking person,
no.
Catholic.
Yeah, sorry. You guys
no, they are not.
Roasting.
How the fuck does it say in the Bible that God gave his only son, his only begotten son, to die on the cross for our
fucking
stupid sin?
Wait, you guys aren't into that whole Trinity thing.
What? From the Matrix?
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Ban the spoon.
The spook.
What?
The Holy Spook, the ghost.
Is that how people say that?
Well, no, I don't know if it's
Listen, I don't
really
know.
Really accept it a lot. That's the word of the Holy Spirit right there. We don't know what he's saying.
Play that bullshit again.
He could be ordering lunch.
Play that bullshit again. Just listen to that.
Like pull up to Chick-fil-A and yell this into the microphone.
Tomasa.
they might understand. I actually didn't realize that I had a religious experience when I took Improv 101 in college.
Tashime!
And we did part of an improv exercise is where you speak in gibberish.
Oh, really?
To each other.
Well,
and you perform scenes in gibberish to each other.
This is tongues. Don't be a dick. You know
what I mean? Can I get a hallelujah?
I don't. Hidey, 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 hi.
It's amazing.
Audio. That sounds like Cat. Who's that? The scat guy.
Somebody who shits on somebody?
No. Come on. Hidey, 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 hi.
Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway. He's doing a bad fucking
shit. No longer with us.
Cab Calloway impersonation.
Brilliant.
Oh, who fucking died yesterday? What songwriter died? And it's not, by the way, it's somebody, God, somebody famous died. I can't remember who it was. And then, but it's not Charles Barkley.
He's a basketball player.
Right.
Maybe.
But their name sounded similar.
Lyricist, though.
To this musician, this died, this old musician. Someone that didn't know anything about basketball or music came to the table at which I was sitting and said, Charles Barkley passed away. And I was like, what? Somebody died.
I can't help you. I don't know. While Ryan's cracking the whip with our research team, on the research team, the majority leader, Mitch the Bitch, was forced, according to the HuffPo. They didn't say Mitch the Bitch, by the way. The majority leader was forced to praise Moore on Tuesday, crediting him for having run, quote, a spirited campaign centered around a dissatisfaction with the progress made in Washington.
Charles Bradley died.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he died. 68 years old. Soul singer Charles Bradley. Somebody said it was Charles Barkley. Everybody's like, what the fuck happened?
Anyway. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Is that Mitch not having a great week.
Fuck you, boy.
Poor Mitch.
The week of continuous butt hurt. Let it live on.
Over at the Drudge Report. The non-thinking section.
Yes.
Is loading.
Load.
You thought load.
Yeah.
While that's fucking loading, god damn it, Drudge, there's no pictures. You don't have fucking pictures on your site, you asshole.
Fuck you, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, how does that page take any time to fucking load?
I don't know. It's probably got a lot of ad trackers and bullshit.
Yes. Lots of Russian bullshit.
Picture of Capitol Hill under dark storm clouds.
Ooh.
It says, feds collect record taxes. Record taxes. Record taxes.
Nine!
Republicans try cuts.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
This is leads to an Associated Press.
Hello!
Story. Oh, that's the second half. The first half leads to... Is this Christian News Service? I think it is.
Yes.
CSN News. Oh, God. Over on the right, in the buy our shit section.
Right.
There's an ad, you know, for, it's one of those, it's Taboola, you know, where they send you to other sites that are similar, whatever.
Right.
But it's basically an ad for other sites.
Suck my
in
dick.
In the same genre. Picture fucking Alan West. Remember him?
Yeah. He's a dickhead, right? What is he? Was he a representative or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Almost run out of the military for like a war crime. Like he beat up a prisoner or tortured a prisoner
Good
or some
God.
Shit. It's quite a perfect American, according to many.
Sure.
Here in the country.
Come be a legislator.
He wrote, Screed. Oh, this was like a month ago, so they're just now doing it now. But he wrote about, I can't be quiet anymore, about Colin Kaepernick.
Is he in support of, is he woke?
I'm thinking no. No. He says we will not, Colin Kaepernick may not have a future with the NFL, so just have old Uncle George Soros hire him.
Right.
To be a spokesperson for some stupid progressive socialist cause.
Is that
but just
true?
Be advised, there are many of us red-blooded Americans who look forward to the fall in high school, college, and professional football. You leftists have pretty much screwed up everything from our health care to North Korea. Doggone, leave football the hell alone.
How the fuck? It's not even worth... how are we screwing up everything?
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
God damn.
Ruined football.
Doesn't it seem like Alex Jones is going to explode from the nipples? He looks like a fleshy pressure cooker. With smoke coming out of his ears.
I have a feeling that's like 24/7. I think his vessels are accustomed to that.
Cells.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right. By the way, the leftists screwed everything up. The leftists are the reason the North Koreans are going to detonate an H-bomb in the atmosphere or some shit like that?
That's what they're saying.
Can we just convince them not to do it? Can we go back to my idea where I'm like, listen, I know Kim Jong-un is a tyrant. I know he's killing people. Sure, I'm sure he's done war crimes and horrible shit. But we want to prevent a world war. Can we not give him a movie studio? Just to have, he can make all the shitty movies he wants. He can play Hollywood.
It's going down the tubers.
Just maybe that's a shitty idea.
Why can't he do it there?
Because he doesn't.
He's the. He's,
it sucks there.
He's
dude.
Living a Hollywood movie.
If he,
he's there was a report that he's like kidnapping high school girls and making them into a sex slave harem.
Oh God,
I didn't. I don't know how. I don't know, I couldn't verify the veracity of that story. I mean, it was pretty widely covered.
Yes.
There was some dude who had defected.
Right.
And got out of there and said, no, this guy is totally like going to high schools and saying, I'll take that one. And
yes.
Then they black Vanner. And,
black Vanner.
And then God. She shows up in the sex harem.
But, like, you can't tell me. Doesn't North Korea
allegedly.
Suck? I mean, doesn't it suck probably to live there?
Well, not for him.
That's true.
Does not it for snow? His, not for the elite. That's why it has nothing to do with socialism as much
right.
as fuckwads here in this country try to say, look at socialism, look at North Korea, look
hey!
At communism, look at North Korea.
Right.
It ain't that way.
Right. I mean, we just can't. I don't know. There's nothing to do. What we could do, what we could have done is elected a nice progressive. We could have continued this containment fucking shit. And maybe while we were doing that, figured out another way. Or we could just have this guy who's just like fucking with him every day.
Kim Jong-un's officials plucked teenage girls from North Korean schools to serve as the leader's sex slaves.
Oh, my God.
Indulged in a gluttonous lifestyle while his people starve and orders public executions.
Jesus.
That turned into horrific shows of violence.
Right.
According to a North Korean defector.
God, he sounds like a, he just sounds like a shithead.
Yun Lim, 26, fled Pyongyang in...
Good
2015,
job. Right
now lives in Seoul. Talk to the mirror.co.uk.
Hello.
About the years living in constant fear of Kim Jong-un.
Jolly good.
Since he took control in 2011.
God, is he worse than that other guy, Kim Jong-un?
Now this guy is in the
Ill.
In the good in the. Privileged class.
Yes.
He said, despite our privilege, we were scared.
Of course.
I saw terrible things.
A fucking course. With a guy like that, you got to figure.
Oh, she.
Oh, with it. Well, I mean, this person probably saw lots
Sorry.
Of bad shit. Hey, it's sometimes it's hard to figure out, you know, if a name, a foreign name is not masculine or feminine, because in this country, we don't learn anything but English.
Right.
I mean, I learned French, sure.
In one heinous example, she recalled standing in a crowd.
Yes.
Of what? Of 10,000 people assembled to watch the execution of 11 musicians who allegedly made a pornographic video.
Oh, my God.
Security guards ordered viewers to leave classes, stand in a stadium around the men who were tied up and gagged. What I saw that day made me sick to my stomach. She said they were lashed to the end of anti-aircraft guns.
Oh, my fucking God.
A gun was fired. The noise was deafening, absolutely terrifying. The guns were fired one after the other. The musicians just disappeared each time the guns were fired into them. Their bodies were blown to bits, totally destroyed, blood and bits flying everywhere. And then after that, military tanks moved in and ran over all the bits on the ground where the remains lay.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Holy shit. You know, you hear shit like that. Damn. And you're like, man, do we really want Schindler dealing with somebody like that? I mean, it would seem like, I don't know how you handle a mad person. That guy's nuts. So how do you handle him? Carefully. Like a crazy person.
Well, he's evil.
Yes.
Is he nuts is the question.
Well, I mean, he ran those, he blew those people that's to smith of evil. Fucking reins. Yeah.
Is that nuts?
I don't know. I mean, it seems nuts, but I know what you mean. I see what you mean.
You know, his whole, I mean, I'm not, it doesn't take one cell away from how fucking evil they are and his regime are.
Well, that's bad,
but
of course.
But is he a sane actor or is he not? I mean, that's the big question, but
you decide.
A lot of the experts say they think he is a sane. He's sane. He's just, first, they're them, for one thing. So they're going to respond. Anytime somebody says anything, they're going to respond with rhetoric that sounds like shit from the Bible. We will come at you with the forces of 78 mountains of fire and brimstone.
I mean,
we will eradicate you from the face of the earth. How dare you insult the good people of the deep, you know, that crap.
Rally at Helm's Deep!
So, yeah, it's just bullshit that, maybe, that he's crazy, that he's this he's raving lunatic. He might have already, why would he not send a fishing boat with a nuke into the port of L.A.?
He's too busy fucking sex slaves, you know, which would make me think.
Well, he knows that there would go the sex slave buffet.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye
there
buffet.
There would go him.
Yes.
There would go all of his regime. So,
well, honestly,
you know,
there
just
would
trying
go Asia.
To, he's trying to preserve his shit.
Right. God, see, I mean, we all made these jokes about Trump's going to bring on World War III if he gets elected through Twitter. And look at this shit. Look at this shit. You know,
no, it was Hillary. Hillary was going to bring on World War III. What's wrong with you?
I yelled at some Bernie bros last night during my set. I was like, God, man, just get your fucking head out of your fucking ass, you dickheads.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, fuck faces. What fuck faces? Ah!
So the horrible headline at the Drudge Report about the taxes over here at CNSnews.com. The federal government collected record total tax revenues through the first 11 months of fiscal 2017. So there you go. They're trying to push this ridiculous tax quote reform that they're yapping about. We might as well start talking about that. Trump came out when he
out of the closet,
when he, you know, kind of slithered over to the cameras.
Yes. God, he'd be a fat fucking snake.
Talking
no
about this. Oh, it's great. It's going to be great. It's going to help the middle class. It's not going to help rich people at all. What I've seen is not going to help any people like
you. You haven't seen anything. You just now figured out Puerto Rico's of this country that it's in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, it's a lie. It's a lie. The estate tax, or the death tax, they call it, they're trying to spin it like it's these little mom and pop. Your little mom and pop store on the corner. Granny drops dead and leaves it. Then all of a sudden, the evil fucking government, Obama's going to sneak in and take away 60% of your business.
Fuck you, takers.
Meanwhile, the estate tax has only applied
right,
to estates worth more than 5 point something million dollars.
That is so much.
All these little mom and pop organizations, Ryan. All these farms. He said farms today.
All the people that scrabbled out of a very rich, white, privileged fucking
corporate
vagina.
Farmers. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get to leave my billion-dollar operation to my little crotch spawn.
I squirted forth from some really fucking luxurious fallopian tubes. I'm rich.
So gross.
Fuck you.
So those are your headlines.
Yay.
Now we've got, we talked about that yesterday. Oh, I've got a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To yesterday's story of a Washington County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Fire chief.
Oh, God.
Who on his Facebook criticized the...
Who would think
Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin for participating or allowing or whatever his players to stay in the tunnel and not have to deal with either being seen standing or kneeling?
God damn it. You know,
this fire chief, Paul Smith,
right,
put on his Facebook that we're going to add him to the list of no good N-words.
Oh, how nice. What is wrong with these fuck nuts? You know what I mean?
He's been fired.
Oh, okay.
Is the update.
Good.
Well, he resigned.
Sad.
But in typical Trumpian fashion, he's blaming the media.
Ooh, of course.
The media dragged my fire company and township into this as well as my family. I'm not the racist the media portrays me as.
You went on social media in front of everybody. You said the N-word, and then I believe he...
Well, it's not.
He followed it up with another sentence.
Like, yes, I said it. Or, yes, yeah. I went there. Something like that. Yeah.
Nobody did. You put it out there on social media, dickbag.
He said he regrets the post. However. Everybody online is saying he just regrets getting caught.
Well, of course.
He doesn't regret the post.
That's totally it, man. I mean, you know.
I don't know how an adult could remotely consider typing that word or saying that word.
And he probably composed it. It's not like he typed it and then hit, oh, sin.
Well, yeah,
he
wasn't
probably
a meme.
Thought about it.
It wasn't a meme that he forwarded or something like that. It was, he said, Tomlinson just added himself to the list of no good N-words. Yes, I said it. There's the post.
How long did it take Schittler to retweet?
Right.
Did he?
So there you go. He's been removed as fire chief. I guess he was axed to resign.
Right. So long, asshole. You're making the world worse. You really are. A fire chief saying that, man. Oh, God. That guy's in a position of authority. You see your fire chief saying that. Some dickbag's like, oh, okay. The N-word's just fine, right?
I'm embarrassed at this. I want to apologize. I was frustrated and angry at the Steelers not standing for the anthem. See, he's trying to say, look, we all hate those N-words for not standing for the anthem. I just said it out loud.
Is it the fact that this guy is like, can't these black people keep their politics out of my football? I ain't got nothing no more.
And he said, my fire department should never have been dragged into this. It's bad judgment by me. No, well, yeah, they're going to get dragged into it because guess what? You can't be in a hiring or firing position. How can you be trusted with any kind of executive decision?
Yeah.
If anyone of color shows up, how can you be expected if there's two houses burning and one's got some Negroes in it and one's got some whites in it?
You're telling me that guy race play?
Well, this is three-fifths.
Yeah.
These people are three-fifths of a person.
if you go on Facebook and you type something out that knowingly, he knows he did it. It wasn't a slip, wasn't anything like that. Yeah, then you know race factors into every decision that fucking guy makes. And by the way, he sets the tone for that fire department,
right?
He blurted
it out. Yeah. Accidentally. You typed it.
See, like, people...
added to my list. Like I said, we should file a Freedom of Information Act for his list of...
Yeah. What's the list?
Of no good N-words.
I mean, that guy sets the tone for everybody in his department. Imagine some young kids coming up through the Firemen's Academy or whatever the fuck they do.
That's a racist that says, no, I'm not racist. There are blacks and there are N-words.
Jesus. Yeah.
There's some good ones. Ben Carson.
Right. Ben Carson.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, right.
Alan West.
Hey, man.
Barack Obama. Oh, wait. No, not that one.
Michelle Obama.
Not that Muslim Kenyan.
She's got a dick. God, these white guys are fucking pukes. You're uninteresting, you're boring, and you're racist. Please. Go choke yourself on Chick-fil-A.
So, I mean, at least, I guess, good news that this guy at least has been removed from his job.
Oh, yeah. That's good fucking
news. We're still there, at least, in this country so far.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot out there who would say, it's his First Amendment. How dare you punish him for saying jump on First Amendment?
Well, like we said, it is his First Amendment right.
All right.
But not free of consequence.
Correct. Also reacting to, listen to this, reacting to LeBron James.
Yes.
And his... reacting to his reaction.
And I love LeBron James.
About what's going on with the Colin Kaepernick, I don't even know why he's kind of the face of it now. Trump made this. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job right now. So he ain't out kneeling anywhere. Yeah.
If anybody's the face of racism and the civil rights movement, it's right. Trump. I'm sorry. It is. He's the face of it and not in a good fucking way.
So here, I believe from her radio show.
Yes.
Is Laura Ingraham.
Oh, my God. Why are we here?
Hi, everyone. Laura Ingraham here.
Your testicles dropped.
She's very mellifluous.
Oh.
Bass. Basso profundo.
Oh, wee.
Assholo.
Yeah. Assholio.
Here she is. And listen to her commenting on... LeBron James.
But LeBron James, King, who immodestly calls himself King LeBron. King LeBron has...
Uh-oh.
But wasn't he called that? That's his name. I mean...
They're dying to use the word uppity.
Oh, yeah.
They're just...
Fuck yes.
Dying to use the word uppity. And somebody on the telly, one of the pundits or somebody or an activist said... this bullshit about ungrateful, how they're...
Oh, it's garbage.
They're out there saying these millionaires are ungrateful.
Oh, my
these
God.
These millionaire players. Ungrateful is the new uppity.
Ungrateful absolutely.
Is the new uppity.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. You know? They're using their fucking position of power to affect some change for good. You know?
Right. Not even power of
influence.
They have a soapbox. They have a
fan
megaphone.
Base, you know, I mean, how many Twitter followers does LeBron have? A shit ton.
Has to instruct LeBron. King LeBron has to instruct us about really what it is to teach young people.
Oh, boy.
God. Listen to the condescension in her fucking voice.
King LeBron. Listen to that. Uppity Negro,
God, he,
declaring himself a king over us white people.
I mean, you know, he made himself one of the best basketball players on the fucking planet. What has Laura Ingraham done? Spew hate on her shitty fucking show?
To instruct us about really what it is to teach young people.
Throughout everything that guy is doing, if you voted for him or not.
Talking about the president here.
You may have made a mistake.
No, that guy. Talking about the president here, disrespectful, ungrateful, uppity.
And by the way,
N-word.
Right. That guy. How is Trump referred to African-Americans? Look at my African-American over there. What do you people have to lose? That kind of shit. What the hell have you got?
God, oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Oh, my God. Nah! He sounds bananas.
You voted for him?
Yeah, listen to just the venom in her voice. The yes. scorn.
The hate.
Yeah, how dare he?
The war on white people. That's what she's claiming.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Kind of like the scorn we have for her.
No, yes.
Is doing. No that matter guy. If you voted for him
talking
or not.
Talking about the president here.
You may have made a mistake, and that's okay. If you voted for him, it's okay. I mean, I've done things for my kids and realized I shouldn't have gave my daughter that many damn skills. Maybe I shouldn't damn have done that. Skittles? She won't go to sleep now.
God, shut up.
What does that mean, damn Skittles?
It means exactly what he's saying. I mean, and think about it. He's a black man trying to forgive people for voting for a fucking racist. I mean, right? He's being inclusive. He's extending an olive branch to these fucking people that voted for this racist piece of shit dickbag to be our fucking president.
Yeah, Google Laura Ingraham Republican convention, and you'll see that picture of her giving a really creepy, odd, stiff-armed wave that is very awkward. You watch the video. People don't wave like that. She's like, I can't believe the snowflakes on the right thinking that a simple wave is a Hitler salute. She stops dead in her tracks, puts both feet together and stiff arms a wave and then starts waving her hand.
Does she look like that little kid in Eurotrip? Remember that movie Eurotrip starring Michelle Trachtenberg walking around like a
should have done that. She won't go to sleep now. Can we sit up here and say that
God is so ignorant?
I'm trying to make a difference.
Oh my God.
He's so ignorant.
I'm sorry. That is just racism. That's all that is. Why would you say, after listening to what that man just said, she's going to say he's ignorant? He just said, if you voted for Trump, that's okay. And we know a lot of people that voted for Trump are fucking racist.
God, he's ignorant.
Can we sit up here and say that
God is so ignorant?
I'm trying to make a difference. And can we sit up here and say that I can look myself in the mirror and say that I want the best for the American people?
There you go. Anyway, that's the clip over at Media Matters.
You know, because that's what he must. LeBron James, I swear to God, he must be remembering what Barack Hussein Obama said about being president. Before he would go to bed at night, he would think, "What more could I do for the American people? What more can I do? Did I do enough for him today?" Like when Trump looks in the mirror, when he's done with his day of tweeting and eating bonbons and, you know, being racist and rapey and all that shit.
How many people said nice things about me today?
Yeah. That's right.
But they have that. Remember Reince Priebus?
Nine.
They said he used to scuttle twice a day into the fucking White House or into the Oval Office with, like, here's something nice Deuce who said about you. Here's Hannity filleting you.
Not what did I do today to help this fucking country? No. What did I do today to help all those people? Listen, in Puerto Rico, when you hear what is going on over there,
horrible.
If you're a good president, I'm sure you think I haven't done enough. I could be doing more. That's what you should be thinking. That's where you should fucking start from. Not like, oh, look, the mayor of San Juan said I did a good fucking job. Are you 8 years old?
That's the first thing they say we're doing. I talked to him and he thanked me. He thanked me. He couldn't be more grateful. He keeps saying shit like that. I spoke to the governor down there and he said we're doing a great job.
Those pictures.
He's telling everybody.
Right. It looks like science fiction. It's so fucked up over there.
Roy Moore did some ass kicking yesterday.
God.
In Alabama.
What is wrong with these people? By the way, I don't know if you're aware, but Alabama, I'm going to Alabama tonight.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask some questions. I'm going to find out why the fuck Roy Moore got elected. It's a big surprise. It's a big mystery, isn't it?
I can save you the trip. That's so actually.
Oh, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
I saw another story that has a great point.
Right.
In that a lot of the larger news outlets, this is that fair and balanced bullshit.
Fuck you.
Where they think they're being fair and balanced.
Yes.
But they're actually normalizing radical, extreme fuckwads.
Yeah.
Exactly why we have Trump in the office.
You mean like...
Had they treated him like the jizz clot that he is.
Yes.
Well,
jizz clot. Does that exist? Tweet us at Crab Diving if you're familiar with a jizz clot.
Alter your diet. Or not,
you know.
If you really put somebody's eye out, literally.
Good God, a jizz clot. Shit. Is that like... Can you have a stroke that way? I mean, shit.
Roy Moore,
right,
has been described out in the media a lot, yes, of those, like, the ABC, CBS, you know, as like firebrand or maverick and things like that.
Maverick?
No, his lawless, hate-filled, Islamophobic, theocratic shit face.
Yeah, and he doesn't see you as a person if you're gay.
Who literally thinks homosexual behavior should be criminalized. He said, yes. Yeah, I don't say homosexual should be illegal. Homosexual behavior should be illegal because Jesus said so. Keep your hands off each other's puckers.
He's waddling up to the stage, riding a horse with a waving a fucking
he
little...
He rode his horse to go vote yesterday.
It's so stupid!
What country, I mean, now what century are we living in?
We live in the country of Dickheadistan.
He rode his horse.
Come here, Trigger. God damn. The little gun. What's up with the gun? I know we talked a little
waved
fucking gun
on his gun at a rally the night before the election.
Y'all better vote correctly.
Yeah, I love vote. People say I don't like the Second Amendment.
Who's saying that?
Luther Strange, I think. Really? They were trying to out Second Amendment each other.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I love guns more than you. No, I love guns more than you.
You guys both love the fuck out of guns, but hate gay people and Muslims. We understand this. Shit. Well, I don't understand how any GOP person could be disappointed in this. I mean, listen, if you're a bigoted homophobe dickwad, well, either one would have been a wet fucking dream.
They're saying that Roy Moore's victory is a win for Steve Bannon.
Blah.
And the drop a bomb in democracy crowd.
Yay. The fucking porn freak from South Methy, Florida weighs in, baby.
Trump somehow accidentally went and deleted all of his go vote for Luther tweets.
Yes.
Gone.
I mean, we
saw them. We
know
heard
they're
them.
Here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know you pushed for Luther Strange, dickhead, and you know.
He tweeted this last night. Congratulations to Roy Moore on his Republican Party win in Alabama. Luther Strange. Luther Strange started way back and ran a good race. Roy win in December. He tweeted.
Right.
He actually tweeted. Roy win in November. And then somebody told him the election's not till December. So he deleted
Are you kidding?
No. He deleted that one and
put
the right date in.
You fucking idiot.
A few hours later, he wrote, spoke to Roy Moore of Alabama last night for the first time.
Yes.
Sounds like a really great guy who ran a fantastic race. He will help to hashtag MAGA.
A great guy. He was fired.
Well, I've got a list.
I mean, some
of these are, you know, the Ten Commandments is the least.
I forgot about that.
Offenses.
To me, Roy Moore is the guy that didn't allow gay people to get marriage licenses. Right? He told the people that worked for him to disregard Obama's marriage equality. Is that that's right?
Right.
And he was fired for that. He was fired for disobeying the law, for not doing his job.
He also, I think I said he has said that he doesn't believe that Muslims should be allowed to serve in Congress.
What?
He said that. I've got a
Muslim
story here
people shouldn't be allowed American oxygen.
Here we go. Here's
oh my god.
Here's Roy's acceptance speech, y'all.
Listen to that voice. Ugh.
Loading.
Load. No shit.
Still this, loading.
Talk about a load right here. Y'all remember.
I actually don't know that it's going to load. I'm going to reload
that fucking,
the whole page.
That voice, you know, that is to hear him accepting the nomination for some political office is a nightmare. Anybody with that voice. Y'all. I'm going to fucking load.
I've talked to Mr. Strange, who is recognized that I won and that he would work with me. I've talked to Senator Lee, Senator Paul, Rand Paul, and Senator Cruz, and various others that are important in our government. Together, we can make America great.
Mm.
We can support the president. Don't let anybody in the press think that because he supported my opponent that I do not support him and support his agenda.
There you go. Oh,
listen, nobody.
Wow, that makes us
relax.
Feel so much better.
Relax. We're all just one big, lovable family of fucking bigoted dickheads. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. We're still going to be racist, homophobic, and stupid.
There's a report from the White House that the president was, quote, embarrassed and pissed that Luther Strange lost.
See, like, I don't understand this tactic by Trump. If I was Trump, I would have said, hands off with this. I would have said, fuck it. Whoever wins, I'm going to say I backed him, I support him, because they're sure as fuck going to beat the Democrat. And then it looks like a total win for me. But no, he has to be a fuck nut. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you not? Isn't that strategy weird, what he did backing Luther Strange?
Well, but that's because Mitch told him to.
Oh, Mitch.
Because they're afraid of the Bannonites taking over, of the lunatics taking over the party and destroying, or not taking over, but splitting it in half so that it'll be even worse. It'll be even harder for them to get their horrible agenda done.
Do you remember, like, back when there were other third parties in the Republican, like, party, you would think they would be more centrist? Like, wasn't that the bullshit selling point of, who's that guy, that weird-looking fucker, that ran third party, then dropped out, then ran? Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, yeah.
Wasn't he more centrist than the Republicans, or was he? Oh, God.
I don't remember. You know, I guess honestly, for the day, maybe, but
they're all gross and
it was
vomitous.
That he appealed to that dumb crowd that thinks if somebody is rich,
right,
they got to be great. They'll fix the country, run a budget. It ain't like your home budget, Cletus.
Yeah, Cletus. Cletus.
Are you running deficits on your home budget, you moron?
Boy, man, I run casinos into the ground and I declare bankruptcy. Then I get bailed out by Russian money launderers. Fuck you.
In the 1990s, more lost a legal battle over Moore had lost a legal battle over a wooden Ten Commandments plaque in his courtroom.
Yes.
But after he took over as Chief Justice, he escalated the battle and planted a 5,000-pound granite monument inside the Supreme Court building.
Oh, God.
Fuck you!
It's going to be impossible for y'all to haul this shit out of here.
Fuck you, Jesus. That's why.
God damn. It's got 5,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like.
So he refused. The state Supreme Court, they kicked him off. The state bar. I don't know how he was still able to be a lawyer after that.
I don't know either.
He was. Alabama.
Yeah. There's not, you know, in other countries, they don't have laws against people that are fired from a Supreme Court that they can't run for other shit because they're just fucking assholes and, you know, not capable of governing. How's this guy going to fucking govern? Because all he's going to ever say if he's elected, he's just going to say, fuck you to anything.
Yeah, you know what they're getting? That's why Mitch didn't want him.
Mitch can't handle this motherfucker.
He knew that Luther, you know, would goose step in line with them.
Am I right to understand Roy Moore is like Louis Gohmert, but on steroids?
Sure.
I mean, he's got more of a name than Louis. He's a hero for standing up against marriage equality.
Who's who's our current batshit senator? I mean, Ted Cruz?
I was going to say, he's like Ted Cruz, but like hulked up and shit. Oh, Steve King.
Dumber. No, Steve King
is a rep.
Rep. I think Roy Moore is not bright.
He doesn't. He sounds dumb as
shit.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a real. Yeah, I think Ted Cruz is an evil, smart guy.
Yeah,
but this one,
the masturbate.
I don't get this. That I don't get. You know, a real brilliant vibe off of Roy Moore. Roy Moore was removed. He refused to remove that stupid rock. So he, 2003, he was removed by a judicial ethics panel.
Fuck you.
He ran for the Supreme Court again in 2012 and won.
Yay.
Keep being you, Alabama.
Right. Good job, guys.
This time he defied federal court decision, striking down state laws banning same-sex marriage. Sent a letter to all the judges in the state saying, you don't have to listen to that Negro in the White House. I mean, you don't have to listen to that Supreme Court.
Okay, so does this election play into the fact that Alabama is gerrymandered to all fuck? It doesn't really. It doesn't really affect this.
Not for the, yeah.
God, I mean, it's so frustrating. Imagine you're gay, you live in Alabama, and your civil rights is left up to this guy. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're fucked. You're just fucked.
He found himself with charges being filed by the same ethics body that got him out a decade earlier, so he resigned and decided to run for Senate to fill the tiny little hooded elven shoes of Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
You know, John Edwards, I know you're listening to Crab Diving, and you must be thinking, damn it, I should have been a Republican. I'd have a job
he'd be
right
president
now.
President by now? Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, yeah. He'd be president. Who gives a fuck? Donald Trump is fucking president.
Roy Moore, in 2002,
yes,
said something about took a vicious attack on same-sex parents.
Yes,
in a decision, I write specifically to state that the homosexual conduct of a parent, conduct involving a sexual relationship between two persons of the same gender, creates a strong presumption of unfitness that alone is sufficient justification for denying that parent custody of his or her own children.
Oh, my God. So if you're gay
or prohibiting the adoption of children of others, he thinks you should have your kids taken away from you if you decide to start putting it in or rubbing it up against the same genitals you got.
Dude, this guy is the fucking Handmaid's Tale. I mean, if you don't deny the same rights for gay people that you do for anybody else, well, then it's a separate society. You're cordoning off a group of people. How does that help us? How does that... I mean, wouldn't you want more kids adopted at the very least? You're like, well, here's a whole bunch of people that want to get married. They can't have kids because it's two dudes, but they can adopt. I mean, even if you're a big homophobe, don't you see that as a good thing? You're getting kids out of the foster system and getting them out of
You're sending them to pedophiles.
Like that. Oh, yes.
They're going to diddle them and then put them on a ship to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Roy Moore also labeled homosexual conduct by parents as detrimental to children.
Fuck you.
It has been considered abhorrent, immoral, detestable, a crime against nature, and a violation of the laws of nature and of nature's God, upon which this nation and our laws are predicated.
Nature's God?
With a capital G.
What in the fuck? This guy's nuts.
And that was 2002. So, I mean, this isn't 40 years ago.
No. This guy's waddling around on his fucking horse, screaming about Jesus. And
they're sending him to the Senate.
He's nuts. This is an embarrassment.
They're going to come after gays adopting. These are the laws that they're just like they did with abortion, they're going to try to chip away. Well, you can get fucking gay married if you want, but you don't have to. I don't say nothing that we have to let you adopt kids.
Yeah, you're not going to be treated like a normal human being. You're not going to be.
And they're already trying that in Texas.
Yeah. It's separate but equal.
Moore's second term as Alabama's Chief Justice coincided with the dying days of the fight against marriage equality. In 2014, he sent letters to governors of all 50 states asking them to support a constitutional convention.
Oh my God.
That would seek to define marriage as being between one man and one woman.
Wait. So you're saying there would be an amendment protecting straight marriage from two dicks at once? Yeah.
Yep.
Grow the fuck up!
In an interview with the AP at the time, he said, "The moral foundation of our country is under attack.
Oh,
the government's become oppressive. Judges are warping the law."
Oh my God. I mean, Roy Moore sounds insane. When you read those musings, he's talking about God and all that shit. It sounds like Harry Potter, sci-fi, fucking wizardry bullshit. Doesn't it? I mean, when is our country going to grow up and say, you know what? This sky god shit, fuck this. This sucks. Shove it up your ass.
This summer, he was interviewed by Vox. And they asked him if he believes that Sharia law is a danger to America.
Sharia law compliant!
There are communities under Sharia law right now in our country.
Name them!
There aren't.
Name one.
Yes.
Nobody ever says there citations. No one ever says citations to this fucking guy.
Illinois, he says, Illinois. Christian communities. I don't know if they may be Muslim communities, but Sharia law is a little different from American law. It's founded on religious concepts. And it was Jeff Stein interviewing him said, well, which American communities are under Sharia law?
Right.
When did they fall under Sharia law? Moore said, well, there's Sharia law as I understand it in Illinois, Indiana, up there. I don't know. So he doesn't know.
He doesn't know
shit. He heard fucking Alex Jones, or more likely, Jim Baker.
He knows, you know what sucks? He knows just enough to freak his shitty little fucking rabid base out.
Yeah.
To freak him out, to make him think the black people, they're coming in from, they're spilling out of the urban cities, they're coming for your white daughters. The gay people are going to fuck your white sons right up the ass. He knows just enough to make people panic and make him stupid.
Stein said, well, that seems like an amazing claim for a Senate candidate to make. And Moore said, well, let me just put it this way. If they are, they are. If they're not, they're not.
Oh, God.
So he makes an assertion.
Yes.
That there are communities under Sharia law. This guy says, where? Citations,
yeah,
please. I don't know. Somewhere up there. and Stein says, well, that's kind of nutballs for a senator to say without, you know, he's kind of saying without corroboration. He goes, well, let's put it this way. Either they is or they ain't. I won. This is that illogic of the tiny little conservative mind. Well, either it is or it ain't.
Hey.
And then the little drool cuppers will be out there going, he schooled that little Jew.
Yeah.
He schooled that Jew journalist.
Is this like, you know, some people will say, listen, you should believe in God because what if it exists?
Pascal's wager.
Is that what this is kind of steeped in? Because it's like, well, which I don't know
which
about
is moronic, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just turn on a belief.
No, it's so fucking stupid.
I want to believe that a Swedish supermodel is blowing me right now.
Make it so, number one.
Oh, damn. It ain't happening.
Kate, make it so. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, I don't have any evidence of these Sharia law communities, but there could be.
Or an African supermodel. I am equal opportunity.
Right. And who wants to blow some podcasters?
At crab diving. CRABDIVING. Roy Moore also come on. He's written poetry?
Yes.
Here's a snippet from one widely quoted poem, which begins, America the beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Or so you used to be. Land of the pilgrim's pride. I'm glad they'll never see.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you saying this is Roy Moore's poetry?
I am quoting from a Roy Moore poem.
This sucks. This is the worst just poem. Don't,
never,
what the
never,
fuck is this about?
Never let anyone say that we're not cultured here.
Oh, yes.
Crab diving. We are reading fucking poetry to your ear holes today, motherfuckers.
Garbage.
Oh, my God. America the Beautiful by Judge Roy Moore.
Okay.
America the Beautiful, or so you used to be. Land of the Pilgrim's Pride, I'm glad they're not here to see. Babies piled in dumpsters.
Shut up!
Abortion on demand.
You're making it up.
Oh, sweet land of liberty, your house is on the sand.
Abortion? What? Dead babies piled in dumpster. Other than that, we're just fine.
Penises going in buttholes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vaginas scraping together. That's what we have to blame for all this inclement weather.
Jewish people stealing our money. Black people taking our women. He's like a bad guy in like Blazing Saddles. It's like too cartoonish.
Oh, well, there's more.
To the poem?
That's the first stanza. Oh, fuck yeah. Your children wander aimlessly, poisoned by cocaine. Because, you know, that makes you wander around like a zombie when you're on coke.
But it's the children. It's the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Little five-year-old snorting big lines.
Choosing to indulge their lusts.
Oh.
When God has said abstain.
Don't fuck, y'all. What is it saying the Bible says don't fuck?
How is he not a poet laureate somewhere? Why is he pursuing this fervent wish to be in the public sector?
I love the message here. Don't fuck. Look out for these dumpsters filled with fetuses. And also, if you're a kid, lay off the coke.
I'm going to throw out that Maya Angelou book.
Where are these dumpsters with dead babies piled in them?
Sea to shining sea, this nation has turned away from the teaching of God's law and a need to always pray. So many worldly pastors telling lies about our rock, saying God is going broke so they can fleece the flock.
God, who wrote this?
Oh, I guess he's not into the televangelists.
Fleece the car.
We've kept God in our temples. How foolish we have grown when all the earth is but his footstool and heaven is his throne.
Wow, see, that is probably the line he suffered over the most because that's complicated. Death is but his footstool.
Earth is but his footstool.
Oh, okay, earth.
Heaven is his throne. We voted in governments that are rotting to the core, appointing godless judges who throw reason at the door.
Woo!
Too soft to put a killer in a well-deserved tomb.
What?
Well, I added because it wouldn't have scanned if I didn't say deserved.
Read it the way he wrote it.
Well, too soft to put a killer in a well-deserved tomb. But it doesn't scan.
Yeah. Well, listen. Oh, it doesn't.
Too soft to put a killer in a well-deserved tomb, but brave enough to kill that child before he leaves the womb.
I'm snapping for those of you. God, you know, it's this. I mean, you know, I think we could talk about this poem. Let's take the content out.
There's a couple more stanzas.
Oh, it's not done?
No, two more.
Good God.
Two more quatrains. Quatrains. You think that God's not angry, that our land's a moral slum? How much longer will it be before his judgment comes?
Riding with comes.
And how can we face our God from whom we cannot hide? What is left for us to do but stem this evil tide? For if we who are his children will humbly turn and pray, if we seek his holy face and mend our evil way.
Oh, my God.
Then God will hear from heaven and forgive us of our sins. He'll heal our sickly land and those who live within.
Oh, my God.
But America the beautiful.
Ugh.
If you don't, then you will see a sad but holy God withdraw his hand from thee.
What does that mean? Where was your hand, buddy?
I don't know. There's no more fisting for
Take
you.
Take a breath. Is that it?
That sound of gong.
Wow. Good job. Good job, Roy. I mean, that sucks. I mean, that's shitty. You think God is listening? Roy, you know, let's just say God exists to humor you, you fucking dick bag. He hates your poem.
By Roy Moore. Babies piled in dumpsters.
Baby, that's the best line. Babies piled in dumpster, quote the raven, nevermore.
Oh, boy.
Damn. Hey, do you ever... Does he ever listen to other poets? Does he ever read poetry? This sucks. It's not entertaining. It's stupid. It's shitty. The rhyming is predictable. It's boring. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere. Who's the protagonist? What's it about? What's the person's point of view? What literary devices are you using aside from rhyming the last word in every fucking verse line? You fucking piece of shit hack. Fucking poet.
This oh, here's sucks. Another one.
What?
Here's one he wrote and read out loud somewhere one time. This is a brief one.
God, he sucks.
And we face another war fought not upon some distant shore, nor against a foe that you can see, but one as ruthless as can be.
The scanning sucks in this.
It will take your life and your children too and say there's nothing you can do. It will make you think that wrong is right, is but a sign to stand and fight.
God, that
And though
blows.
We face the wrath of hell...
Oh, of course.
Against those gates, we shall prevail.
I'm not worried about the wrath of hell.
That's a fail.
Wait. Did he? God.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Wrath of hell rhymes with fail?
Well, yeah.
Hail, fail. God, the only wrath I'm concerned about, dickhead, is the Wrath of Khan. That's the best Star Trek movie. There you go.
And though we face the wrath of hell, against those gates we shall prevail.
Let me get the hand lotion.
In homes, in schools, across our land, it's time for Christians to take a stand.
God. It sucks.
And when our work on earth is done, the battle is over and the victory is won, when through all the earth his praise will ring and all the heavenly angels sing, it will be enough just to see his son and hear him say, "My child, well done. You've kept my faith so strong and true. I knew that I could count on you.
I would not eat them in a boat. I would not eat them, you know, on your choke.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Twill.
Good job with that Ted Cruz drop, by the way.
Thank you.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
So there you go. Roy Moore's a little bit of the Roy Moore.
Good job, Roy. Boy, if this politics, this doesn't work out for you, just go be a fucking poet, you dickhead. God, how shitty, right?
He also, I believe...
Does he draw a comic book as well, or what else does he do?
He's also an outspoken anti-Obama birther.
Is he really?
On record questioning the former president's provenance. Ooh, look at that from CNN.
Oui.
Provenance, at least as far back as 2008.
Right.
And as recently as last year.
I want to know.
Last year, he said... now listen to this. He was taking questions at a gathering of the Constitution Party.
Oh, let me start jacking off. I mean, what a bunch of dickheads.
They asked about if he believed Obama was qualified as a natural born citizen for the presidency. My personal belief is that he wasn't. But that's probably over and done in a few days unless we get something else to come along.
So he's admitting there's no evidence.
Correct.
His personal belief is
right.
That it's true.
That's
based
what's
on
important.
What? Well, I guess if you believe in all this sky god bullshit, you can just put your faith that Obama was born in Kenya and something, I don't know. Well, I mean, God.
I wonder if he writes music. Maybe he maybe he raps.
Yeah. He's like an indie singer-songwriter guy with a guitar. Hits up coffee shops. Sings about how he hates gay people.
That was amazing.
But this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
But he's in. He's probably going to be in the Senate. I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance. I mean, some of the polls were showing that the Democrat, who I guess is a pretty good candidate, but the Democrat there is in the, some of the latest polls, like close. So if they can,
yes,
somehow, but it's Alabama. That's why I'm not that scared, because a lot of liberals are losing their minds today saying, oh, my God, this is it. The Trumpians are going to take over. This is proof that,
yeah,
even though Trump
right.
waggled his little orange finger at Luther Strange, that the people of Alabama still pick the crazy lunatic. But it's Alabama.
Yeah, man.
They sent Jeff Sessions to the Senate after he couldn't get confirmed by Reagan's administration for a judgeship. Meanwhile, if those thunder cunts had fucking just confirmed him to some horrible little judgeship somewhere, we wouldn't have this right now.
Name that tune. Feel the magic, feel the roar, the thunder cunts are loose.
Well, that's tough.
Thunder, 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 thunder cunts.
There's Roy Moore.
Who's the Democrat, the guy that's going to lose?
I don't know his name.
Oh, does he have any poetry?
I hope so.
Step up your poetry
Maybe
game.
Maybe they'll have a rap battle.
Oh, right. They're going to rap. I hate gay people.
I hate them more.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding,
it's
ding.
It's Alabama, don't
ding,
forget.
Ding, ding, ding. Just your guy, he just sounds so fucking dumb. He sounds like, he's like Louis Gohmert on steroids. He's like a dumb, shitty, more gross version of Louis Gohmert, I guess.
The Trump today is in Indianapolis. That's where he flew to.
Yes.
To talk about tax reform.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
Boo.
I saw the Speaker of the Horse was out there today, giddy.
Oh, yes.
And turgid to the point of being lightheaded.
My turkeys are done!
That he was, he's been dreaming about this since high school, right? Didn't he say that?
Oh, yeah.
I've been dreaming about kicking old people off Social Security since high school.
God. Do you have any other dreams? I mean, is that it?
So now he's talking about tax reform. In principle, a lot of the things that these assholes are claiming,
yes,
I would agree with.
Right.
In principle. I would love to see a tax system where you could fill out a card.
Oh, yeah.
A note card.
Why the fuck not?
And that's it. However,
you know that
the rich assholes are going to pay people like him to carve out loopholes for them.
They shall fuck us.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them that it's going to make everything fair. And if they say a flat tax rate, that ain't fair.
It's not fair.
That is not remotely fair.
And look at all these people. How much of our wealth in this country is clogged up in the 1%?
Over 50% or something like that?
I mean, fuck this shit. This is bananas.
During one of his speeches.
Yes.
He's trying to go around now. I don't know. I think he's, I don't know. He's gaslighting people, or he's trying to Obi-Wan people, it's not bad. The healthcare thing is not bad. We didn't lose. I didn't lose. Luther Strange.
And what's he saying about
loss at all?
Corker was in the hospital. He couldn't come out and vote.
Not Corker. There's another one. Corker is out right now, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I don't know.
He's the one who's retiring.
Well, who's the one caterwauling about, you know, he was in the hospital and he couldn't vote and blah, 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 and that's why they lost.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, so here's...
that's different. Okay.
This is the point. Now, this clip
yes.
is him talking about Graham Cassidy.
Yes.
And
we have the votes on Graham Cassidy, but with the rules of reconciliation, we're up against a deadline of Friday, 2 days. That's just 2 days. And yes vote, Senator. We have a wonderful senator, great, great senator, who is a yes vote, but he's home recovering from a pretty tough situation.
What the fuck is he talking about?
But
he's home.
The Jim Acosta said, fact check, no, he doesn't have the votes. Reuters said, well, this would be news to literally everyone in the Senate. Every person in the Senate that they have the votes. We have the votes.
That's like that scene in Taming of the Shrew when Petruchio looks up and he's like, hey, the sky, what does he say? It's day and it's actually night or
right,
whatever.
Right, night is day, day is night. Yeah,
that's what this moment is. We have the votes. No, you don't. We just saw that you didn't.
A journalist, Christina Wilkie, tweeted, Trump just said six times that Graham Cassidy failed because, quote, there was a senator in the hospital. There are no senators in the hospital.
Oh, okay. So Schindler's fucking lying. He's lying. This is a terrifying guy. This is a guy with the nuclear motherfucking football that can't be wrong, that can't ever admit defeat, that can't apologize.
We have the votes.
Yeah.
No, you don't. If you had the votes, they would drag a senator off of the operating table.
God, they
Mitch
would.
McConnell would bring in, wheel in.
Oh, of course.
The barely conscious form of the senator and force that person to vote.
He would kick this fucking white GOP dick fuck corpse down the aisles and say, vote, you cunt.
Right.
Fucking vote. Jesus Christ.
Making it sound like we're holding up this healthcare vote for this poor senator who's languishing in hospital.
God, hello. Listen, let's get real for a second. He doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know what's in the fucking bill anyway.
It's great.
They don't know what's in it.
It's better than the last one.
And I don't think enough. Right, but it is the last one. We don't even know what it is.
He doesn't.
The CBS doesn't know what it
better.
Is.
Oh, it's much better. It covers pre-existing conditions. It doesn't. It covers everything. Black people.
When he was born.
That have money.
When he was born, did somebody wave us, fucking drug him or something? Like, Trump, you're going to grow up to be the biggest dick bag in
his
the country.
Mom's probably all Xanaxed out or whatever.
I would be if I had to raise that shit bag. I mean, God. He lies, he can't be wrong, he can't apologize, and on top of all that, he's racist. Oh, and he's rapey, and he's sexist. I can't think of anything. What is redeemable about this twunt? He's caterwauling about this healthcare. Do you think he knows what's in this fucking bill?
And he's claiming victory on 20%. They're saying that they're going to lower the new corporate tax rate from 35 to 20, but he's saying when they ask him, well, you campaigned and said it's got to be 15%.
Yes.
That's where I'm brilliant. See, I started at 15. I asked for 15, but I really wanted 20.
Oh, are you buying a used car?
So this is perfect. I really wanted 20.
He's like, I'm driving off the lot with a 1986 used Nova for $1,500 or some shit like this.
He didn't really want 20.
No.
He's lying. Lying, lying, lying.
I mean, he's just classless.
We have the votes. You don't.
You didn't. You literally don't have the votes. I mean,
if you had the votes, all your ugly white people would be out on the lawn right now dancing on the future
please.
Deaths of the people that you're going to cause.
If this passed, what do you think the reaction would be?
Oh, my God.
It would be like when the House passed their shit.
Right, happy days are here again.
No, they sing, na, 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 na. Didn't they sing that?
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Yep. Trump, this healthcare thing is a fail. There's no two ways about it. You had disabled people in wheelchairs making cops carry them out of the Capitol because they hated the bill so much. You are the person that carries wheelchair people. Do you know what I mean? You're bullying handicapped people. There's nothing good about what you did. It doesn't look good. It's the worst. He's the worst.
And then meanwhile, just like we talked about yesterday with that reading that op-ed from the New York Times, Michelle Goldberg, I think, about how we're now suffering the tyranny of the minority.
Oh, yeah. We're getting fucked.
And how we're not represented at all. These assholes will scream and crow about one thing in a campaign.
Okay.
And then once they're elected, they'll just open their thighs for the biggest donors.
Fuck my dick.
NRA being the biggest example of that.
Woo.
When 90%+ of people want certain specific gun legislation, yet you can't even bring it up in the House or Senate.
You know, I was thinking about the NRA the other day and like how powerful they are. I mean, and how, I guess are politicians just terrified of that lobby or something?
And the money.
Sandy Hook. Think about Sandy Hook.
They'll miss the money that they get directly from the NRA, and they're worried the NRA will send its little flying monkeys after them if they vote. The NRA grades people. A, B, C, D, F.
Yeah. So much so that a pile of dead kids can't even persuade you to introduce reasonable gun control legislation. So much so that we even have people that'll say, fringy people will say, hey, Sandy Hook was a hoax.
I'm here.
By the left to get gun.
Yeah.
You're right.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
God, Alex, I mean, you know, I know he does all these histrionics and all this bullshit. Think of those kids. Think of those parents that lost their kids.
Here's another example. There's a new poll out.
Poll!
That shows that 86%.
Yes.
86% of Americans.
Now, wait. I went to school, public school in Georgia. 86% is the majority of something. A larger part of the whole, correct?
Yes.
Yay!
Even in public schools.
Woo! Okay.
Well, until Betsy DeVos
gets
a hold of all of them.
110%. Fuck you.
86% of Americans support a right to residency for undocumented immigrants who arrived in the United States as children.
Bam, baby.
With
suck
support
a dick.
Crossing the political spectrum.
Yes. Yes.
86%. 11% only say they oppose. And those people are evil.
Well, I mean, you know.
How can you justify that?
Right.
There's just no justification other than you're evil. If you're in that 11% that thinks that these former kids or current kids should be jettisoned.
It's unreal. And, you know, you would think, like, maybe our system could work if the Republicans could say, well, listen, most people want this, so we're not going to be against it. That's stupid. Most people want reasonable gun control. Why, we should be for this. Otherwise, it's dumb. But they aren't that. They're just like fuck sticks.
65% say they support a path to citizenship for these kids, plus more border security.
Perfect.
Fine.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, dickheads.
Not a wall.
But we see something on Vice TV about how like that? No, it was the John Oliver show, how that border security shit, adding those officers is a bad thing. The people, because you can't train them properly.
Well, yeah, and they're this weird these creepy paramilitary types. Look who it attracts.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to grab some Mexicans crawling across the border.
You get all these weapons and shit, but there's really nothing to fucking do all day. Right?
Well, right. And a lot of it is helping, by the way, in some areas.
Yes.
Because guess what crosses the border? Families.
Yeah.
It's not, sorry, Steve King.
It's not
Al-Qaeda. It's not all giant calved marijuana carriers that are crossing the border. It's families with little kids. And that some of these Border Patrol agents said their job is frequently saving people who are out wandering in the desert without water.
Right.
Without sufficient supplies, and they've got to rescue these people who are trying to come into the country for a better life.
And you know what? A lot of these fucking dickbag GOP fucks would say, oh, let them drown. Let them starve to death in the fucking desert. Kill them. You're right. Drown them.
Don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
I'm going to church on Sunday, though.
Oh, yeah. Have fun worshiping Sky God, dickbags.
79% support forcing employers to verify the immigration status.
Yes.
When asked about, now this is something, I think this was Tom Cotton and some other Neanderthal.
Oh, remember they came out, Tom?
They came out with that, this is our immigration, and they want to cut legal immigration by half. Like, they want all the brown to stop.
We're going
to
make this country wide.
All of this brown shit's got
to
stop.
We got to get rid of the, they even want to get rid of the brown crayons. They suck.
Cutting legal immigration by half.
God.
55% oppose.
Nobody wants this.
And building the wall, 62% of everybody says, we don't have to build a wall.
That's
we
it, don't, though?
We're not building a wall. 37% want a wall.
God, still. maybe we need two countries. That makes me think maybe we need two countries. Because I don't know.
How do you draw the lines, though, is what's creepy, because it's urban versus non. So, what? It's Chicago's going to be an island?
Yeah. Wall off all the awesome. Yeah, I'm for building walls.
But seriously.
Wall off all the awesome places. And you can spend, if you're a bigot, if you're a dickhead, yay, you're welcome. Hang out in Aurora, Illinois. You don't get Chicago.
The whole point of what we talked about yesterday is the fact that somebody in Wyoming has, 70 times the representation of us or something like that,
God.
If you look at population in the Senate.
That makes, that should make people nuts.
And they could... By the way, there's nothing in the Constitution that says there has to be 435 representatives.
Oh, yeah?
They've refused. There have been a couple of times in the last 100 years where they've said, you know, we should increase, the population's increasing. We should increase the number of representatives.
Right, right. Okay. So then, you know, places like L.A. would have more reps, right?
In theory, one would carve things down into smaller portions and therefore... Hopefully people would get more representation. We got to get rid of gerrymandering too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
am I right to understand one of the basic tenets of democracy is one person, one vote? Or am I nuts? Am I on goofballs?
Yeah, but we're a republic, Ryan. We're not a democracy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just let. Oh, Wyoming. Nobody's there. Nobody's there but these fucking guys in these cabins with these goddamn manifestos. No, but let's let his vote count 750,000 times more than my fucking vote.
Right.
Suck my
sense.
Dick. Oh, it's bananas.
And it's the progressive, urban, integrated, one could argue, culturally superior.
Well, but listen to what you're saying.
But only because of those reasons is it culturally superior. I'm not poo-pooing
culturally integrated
white rural culture.
But
you can still have that. But the city is where you into it was where everybody. It's the melting pot.
But you can't argue against the fact that if you live in a diverse place where there's different kind of cultures, all of a sudden you're open up. You're meeting different people. You're learning different things. How do you argue that doesn't make for a better society? Right?
Yeah.
Am I nuts? Otherwise, you got these nutballs living in the middle of nowhere, like in Nevada. These fuckheads. Who are those guys that wanted to make their own union? These nutballs with the guns. And then they took over the bird sanctuary. Who were these fuckheads?
The Bundys.
Right. You get those guys. Bunch of crazy white dudes running around in the fucking woods with big guns.
Wisconsin?
Fuck you, boy.
Marshfield, Wisconsin?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's that was ABC News poll, by the way. That,
perfect.
It says that 86% of people support allowing the DACA recipients to stay here.
God, yeah, that's nice. You know what is disturbing, though? The wall percentages, like,
but
60% are against it.
Let's look at our alleged representatives and how they're going to vote on DACA.
Oh, poorly.
Do you think 87% of the Senate and 87% of the House of Representatives is going to vote in favor of that?
Fuck no.
So what is the explanation? How do conservatives, how do dummies figure this?
Because the only way for those fucking cock faces to keep their jobs, to stay in office, is to kowtow to the fucking racist base, right? That's the only way they get elected. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't run that way.
Right.
We're in the middle of seeing why that doesn't fucking work.
So Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Oh, is that a liberal enclave there?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Marshfield.
What's it like?
Jeez. Exactly what you would think.
Is that near Bean Snappers?
Records just came out that said a couple of years ago.
Yes.
An elementary teacher was reprimanded after telling two boys that they would not be able to play the role of Abraham Lincoln in a skit because they're too dark-skinned.
What? What?
A parent complained the two second-grade boys were told, you can't play President Lincoln in the class skit because of your skin color.
Hey, can I ask a question? If you're listening to this show for the first time, you might not know this, but At Vile Experience has an extensive theater background, which includes a production of South Pacific you were in, right, in Wisconsin?
No. I witnessed.
You witnessed?
High school production of South Pacific. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't direct it. I didn't help cast. I had nothing whatsoever to do.
But what was unique about this production?
Bloody Mary, the lead islander,
right,
who sings Bali,
a Pacific Islander, right?
She was a blonde haired, blue eyed Swedish girl.
We gotta fix that.
They did. With a black wig and brown face makeup.
Bam. God. So if you can,
and it, literally in the high school.
Right.
There was one black girl. And she was on my tennis team. But so Lily White, smallish town, Wisconsin. So there were no people of color. Why would you choose that at all?
Nobody.
Why would you choose that play?
Well,
that's like doing Rent.
But
you can't do Rent without brown people.
Well,
you shouldn't.
But what if you want to? And there's
right. Just colorblind cast it.
Absolutely. Nobody at that school was like, hey,
right,
why are these girls in blackface? Nobody said that.
No, they loved it. Are you kidding me?
What?
They couldn't wait to put on their... their brown face.
God, if I'm my kids in a play and they come, I'm like, what's all that shit on your face? What the fuck? I'd lose my mind.
Yeah. I mean, even a dark wig, you could let them get away with.
It's,
so you could tell who are the islanders and who are
but it is theater,
they're all descendants,
you know what I mean,
of Vikings.
But you're also not, you're right, also doing the play in Wisconsin, and you're not in the South fucking Pacific for reals.
Or do an avant-garde version where it's Vikings.
Just do colorblind
instead
casting.
Of singing Bally High.
Right, just do colorblind casting.
Right, right,
that.
Right.
So, but if those girls can wear blackface to be islanders, why can't you put these kids in whiteface to play Abe Lincoln? By this reasoning.
Right. I'm just saying. So there you go. Wisconsin teacher reprimanded.
That's horrible. You can't. That's like telling a kid you can't be president. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think, what is that kid going to extrapolate from you telling him he can't be Abe Lincoln?
And this was a music teacher. You think an artist would know better.
Yeah. Shame on that person.
Well,
honestly.
No, Ted Nugent.
Well, shame on him.
I said artist. I'm sorry.
But, you know, artists should know better, because I know you have to have met diverse people. Do you know what I mean? From a diverse background. I mean, it's the arts. You know what I mean? You didn't meet anybody that influences you to have some empathy toward people different than you, like ever.
I went to a theater program in North Central Wisconsin, and we had a black or two person in the entire program.
You know what, man?
These are kids coming from high schools in fucking Marshfield.
Yeah.
Name a town in Wisconsin. We had them. Racine.
Zanesville.
And they not real diverse.
Man, you know, I don't know. Maybe everybody needs to go to theater school or music school or something. Because I remember when I graduated high school and I went to college, I would say the F word. Be like, hey, F word, F word this, F word that. And I met I had a gay friend.
That F word. Yeah.
We were jogging together, and I said something F word. I don't even remember what I said. And he was like, why do you use that all the time? That bothers me. It offends me. And I said, I never thought about it. And that fixed me on that. And I didn't use it anymore. People need to go to theater school.
You didn't call him a snowflake and tell him that he's...
He was my friend. You know,
he's... A virtue signaling, and he's offending your
right,
your First Amendment right.
Yeah, go make some friends that aren't straight white male, you fucking assholes. How's that for an idea, motherfuckers?
Yesterday, we started, we teased, we slipped the tip in a little bit. Ooh, of Alex, yes. Jones, who was sitting over to the InfoWars.
Oh my god, I forgot about this.
Yeah, and he was talking to fellow. Pizzagate aficionado, Jack Posobiec. He is one of these men's rights kind of, alt-rightish.
He sounds
snowflakes
like a total fucking dickbag.
Yeah, on social medias.
Ugh, gross.
Here they are talking about what's going on with the NFL.
What are they, sitting around jacking each other off, being homophobic?
Jack Posobiec and Alex fucking Jones.
Kneeling down, I really like focusing on this topic. I think it's very important, the actual optics of kneeling, because it's not an American thing. As you know, they used to kneel to the kings and queens, right?
Oh my god. Who's I forgot they? That we opened with this turd of idiocy from this moron. You know, it's not kneeling's not an American thing. You know, they used to kneel to the kings and shit. We don't have any fucking kings here.
Is this Jack Posobiec?
This is that rocket scientist, Jack Posobiec. Yeah.
Who's they? When he says they, what does he mean?
Well, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Focusing on this topic, I think it's very important, the actual optics of kneeling, because it's not an American thing. As you know, they used to kneel to the kings and queens, right? That was the British. That was the monarchy. That's who you knelt to. That's who you genuflected to. When George...
How do these two, I'm sure, at the drop of a hat, are Bible wielders?
Yes.
How do they forget about the church's role?
Yeah. And then,
in kneeling.
But in the Bible, I know you kneel. There's a section of the Bible quoted by the late, great Sean Connery when in Indiana Jones Part 3, the penitent man shall kneel. No, Harrison Ford said that. And when he ducks, the little razor thing didn't chop his head off. Do you remember that part?
This is what I am. I'm a throwback. This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
God, how stupid. I mean,
it's all dumb.
It's, you know, back in Europe, this is not even American, this kneeling.
They're so dumb.
That was the monarchy. That's who you knelt to. That's who you genuflected to. When George Washington became president, he never said kneel. He said, you stand, you shake my hand. I'm going to be Mr. President, not your excellency, not your grand poobah, whatever. It's just Mr. President, shake my hand. Very nice to meet you. And so kneeling down, basically genuflecting, giving supplication to something. Ooh, this is not an American thing to do. It is the only time you'll really see Americans do this is when they're praying, when there's prayer involved, where when you're praising God, when you're doing something like that. It has nothing to do with politics. So entering this genuflection, they say that you must genuflect.
It's classic Soviet
kowtow.
Here we go.
Oh shit!
Here
man.
We go. Strap in, Alex has an opinion here. God. Classic Soviet.
that we must, you must genuflect.
It's classic Soviet
kowtow.
Where you go into the group community and do this and then say you're guilty.
Right. And so now your recriminations are coming forward. All
you say you're guilty.
Do you hear that?
Isn't that Christianity?
Do you hear that noise he makes, though, mid-sentence?
He's struggling for this himself. Yeah, I think Alex even knows that this is a really dumb line of reasoning.
Kneeling.
But it's conservative improv.
Sure,
yes, and.
Not? Oh, yeah.
Yes, and.
Anything you say.
Do this. And then say you're guilty.
Right. And so now all of your recriminations are coming forward. All of you're doing is you're saying that this has power over me.
You're saying the state is God. You're supposed to get on your knees at midnight or in the early morning when you're in until.
At midnight? What the fuck is going on over in the compound in Texas at midnight?
Why?
You're supposed to get on your knees at midnight.
Why? I don't understand.
Where are these rules? Yeah. Where are these rules? These
are two. God, you repent of things you've done.
These are two dumb fucking assholes trying to justify kneeling as bad.
At midnight, thou shalt take a knee.
Kneeling in general is bad and un-American.
Well,
so therefore, these Negroes are un-American.
Oh, yes.
How dare they even kneel? That's not American, Ryan.
It's bad for the cartilage.
It's not American protest.
Right. What are they even talking about, too? Like, what do they mean? Honestly, what are they referencing when they say the state is making you kneel at midnight?
No. I think he's saying you're supposed to kneel. You're only supposed to kneel at midnight for Jesus or some shit like that.
Is that
supposed
in the
to
Bible?
Get on your knees at midnight or in the early morning when you're and tell God you repent of things you've done? You don't tell in a football stadium, mainstream media, you're my God. I'm bad. Tell me what to do.
I have a feeling that's not
Christ.
What was running through Colin Kaepernick's head.
Oh yeah, I
when
agree
he
with
was
you.
Kneeling.
None of this that he said has ever ran through Colin Kaepernick's head.
But that's, again, ungrateful Negroes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Looking
right.
for attention. They're virtue signaling,
ooh,
Ryan.
Ooh, yes.
They're not protesting in a way that they believe will bring attention to the horrific,
right,
festering, cancerous problem of systemic racism that we have here in this country.
And think about what Colin Kaepernick is sacrificing. How long can an adult male actually last on a football team? I mean, this is valuable time, mm-hmm, when he can actually play in that small window of being an alive human being that can take getting the shit beaten out of you by gigantic, right, motherfuckers. He's not playing because he protested something. He gave up something.
Right.
That's one of it.
Repent of things you've done. You don't tell in a football stadium, mainstream media, you're my God, I'm bad, tell me what to do. That is sick.
And you realize they're not.
That is sick.
That's sick.
I can't believe they're kneeling and saying, please, mainstream media, tell me what to do.
You tell the court that you ate too much meat and couldn't remember when your kids were born, lunatic.
Right.
That is sick.
And you realize they're not.
And you also fucking told people that Sandy Hook was fake.
Yeah, dickhead.
Which is beyond unforgivable. Yeah.
And
non-redeemable.
And the Pizzagate shit, you fuckface.
Well, that's this jizz stain here, too. Prosobiec is his big thing.
Is he maybe a jizz clot?
Dude, sure. That is sick!
And you realize they're not taking a knee to Trump. So I'd love to talk to any one of these guys and say, who are you taking a knee to?
They'd be happy to tell you. Why don't you ask them? Or I got an idea.
It's a symbol.
Why don't you look at something other than InfoWars?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And you'll
or
be
Breitbart,
able to learn,
right?
Why. The reason that they're doing this is because the shitbag president,
yes,
somehow decided to throw a bomb.
Right.
And say that, bring this up as an event that they're sons of bitches. He was in fucking Alabama.
God.
Saying, what do you think about these NFL guys? When don't you think the owners should be able to see one of these guys kneeling during the national anthem and say, you're out of here,
you,
get that son of a bitch
God,
out of here.
Listen to what this fucking Trump has said, and then you think about some of the elegant, beautiful speeches Obama gave,
oh,
and
don't
it
even.
Is insulting. It's disgusting. It is insulting to Americans.
Michelle Obama was trending on Twitter earlier because she was out a rare public appearance now after having rested or whatever.
What was she wearing?
It was just listening to her speak and her eloquence and her and everything is
was
just
she wearing
mortifying.
Stiletto Hills, fucking dark sunglasses and an $18,000 gown.
Well, she mentioned something
to that effect in that, again, the double standards.
Yes.
In that throughout the election, Hillary, her everything she wore,
yes,
her makeup, her hair, yes, her shoes was mocked or studied. And she said, my husband, after the whole beige suit debacle, she said, my husband wore the same blue suit for 7.5 years. Nobody said a word.
Right. It's ridiculous.
But try that as a woman, as president. Wear the same outfit,
I mean, my God,
2 days in a row.
Michelle Obama couldn't wear anything without sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, we got a...
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. We only got a couple minutes left. I just want to... There's only a minute left to these two fuckwads.
Who specifically... do you have in mind when you're taking that knee?
They're kneeling to political correctness and hating white people.
They're kneeling to hating white people.
Oh, my God.
They're kneeling because white cops are killing their people. They're kneeling because their people can't get loans in businesses in their parts of town.
Can't these assholes think, what if it was your son shot by a cop? You should have empathy for these people. These guys.
So that's all it is.
They're kneeling to white genocide.
And they won't admit it.
And I don't want anybody to be genocided. But everywhere, it's kill the whites, the universities. No whites can come on campus. It's a bunch of weird white people going, we need to kill all the white people.
Where? We scream about asshole white people all the time. Right. I've never said kill all the white people.
I didn't know these white people were being banned from college campuses. No white people. Come on.
It is amazing. We got to get the fuck out of here, ladies and germs. Don't forget, we're here tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews and shit. And don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Instagram or the Twitter, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back to do more of this bullshit tomorrow.
TTFN.
Oh, bye, dear bye. God. Okay.
Thank the you soup for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.